Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode, we're going to talk about the different sleep devices and supplements that you can use to get a better night's sleep. This is nearly a part two because of the amount of feedback I got from the first episode on how to get a better night's sleep and how to time your training, how to eat, how to have different nutritional timings and carb timings to get a better night's sleep. So if you're someone that struggles to actually nod off and stay asleep every night, definitely check out that episode because this is nearly the part two, the follow-on episode from that. So all the things that I discussed, like training times during the day, how to avoid the second wind of cortisol for your circadian rhythm, how to make sure that you're not eating foods that send your body into a fight or flight so that you're wide awake all night because your body is in a state of continuous fight or flight from certain trigger foods that may affect you. And then a couple of supplements that I mentioned that I use, things like ZMA, 5-HTP, that I'm going to elaborate way more on in this episode. So if you haven't listened to that, I do advise going back and check out that episode. I'll link it at the bottom of this description as well so that you can go back and have a look at that one after this episode or just to kind of school yourself back up on the things we talked about there. As somebody that's really struggled to get my sleep right, I understand every time I speak to somebody and they talk about their sleep fitness and their sleep quality. And the majority of people I speak with normally either have an issue falling asleep or staying asleep or both. I was in a case where I had an issue falling asleep because my mind was wandering and I couldn't switch it off. And then I'd have an issue of staying asleep because I'd wake in the middle of the night and then I couldn't get back to sleep. So I had horrible sleep fitness and it was a case that it was really affecting my overall quality of life. I find that as soon as I give my sleep goes astray, my entire productivity, my entire mood, mindset, everything starts to deteriorate. So it's something that I have really put a lot of effort into schooling myself in the last 12 months. So this episode is going to hopefully give you guys a bit of a breakdown and a shortcut and cut your learning curve on some of the things that helped me and hopefully they'll support you moving forward. So I'm going to focus a little bit different than the nutrition and training section that we talked about in the first episode, you know, about when you train too late at night, you can get a second cortisol wind. So being aware of that, if you can't fall asleep, that training too late at night may do that to you. Certain foods, your sugars, your wheats, your dairy, things you may be intolerant to or maybe trigger foods for you, how they'll send your body into a state of fight or flight. And then even if you do fall asleep, you'll wake in the middle of the night and you won't be able to get back to sleep because of that elevation in cortisol in your body. So if you haven't checked that out, definitely go check that out. But we're going to focus today a little bit more on devices and supplements that you can use. So over the last 6 months or so, I've really got my sleep down. It took a lot of time. When I was competing and I was traveling the world and doing things, different fitness competitions and different modeling and photography, photo shoots and things like that, my sleep quality was absolutely horrible. I was taking a lot of caffeine, a lot of fat burners, a lot of things that were really riling up my central nervous system, which meant that even if I fell asleep from exhaustion, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I wouldn't be able to get back to sleep. That's something that can happen from too much caffeine and too much stimulants when your body's in a constant state of stress and a constant state of cortisol elevation, that even if you do fall asleep, and you wake up in the middle of the night, it's something that can come back at you again and your brain starts to go at 90 and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you can't nod back to sleep. That was something that happened to me a lot, even when you were exhausted from a day's work. So what I have found is a couple of things that have helped me. Number one is that was only something I found out in the last couple of months. I got this about 6 weeks ago, and it's so good that I actually am going to order a pair for my mother because she also has pretty poor sleep fitness, is blue light blocking glasses. I actually got mine from Swanwick. I think James Swanwick is his name. Swanwick glasses they're called, and they're basically blue light blocking glasses. So blue light is the light that comes from our computer screen, it comes from our phone, it comes from our tablets, basically what it does is it affects melatonin in the brain. Melatonin is the hormone that tells your body that it's nighttime. It tells you that you're sleepy and can allow you to get a good night's sleep. It's a normal thing that's released during the circadian rhythm when it gets nighttime and gets darker, that your body starts to produce melatonin, you start to get sleepy and you fall asleep. It's something that thousands of years ago people didn't struggle with because you'd put out the campfire or the fire in the woods and you'd fall asleep naturally because your melatonin production was in full flow. Now we're in a state where there's lights everywhere and we have artificial light, obviously. Now even worse, we've got blue light from our computer screens and blue light from our laptops and phones, which completely blunts melatonin production. So what I've found, and I'm really bad for this, is looking at my phone late at night. Even though I put a ban on it now, after a certain period of time, I try and wind down around 9 p.m. every evening, and I'll try and put my phone in another room if at all possible, so that I can't even look at my Instagram or look at my Facebook or look at my Snapchat. And because it was something I found, you'd go down that rabbit hole of YouTube videos or Facebook pages or whatever it was, and you, not only that, but then you had your melatonin production completely blocked because you were staring at that blue light all through the night before you went to bed. So it's something that I've done, is I've started putting my phone in my other room, but I also ordered those blue blocking glasses. So now, about an hour before bed every night, I put on my blue blocking glasses. They kind of look like what Bono used to wear from U2, but they work incredibly well. Like, up to that point, I was actually supplementing back in melatonin, which isn't, I'm not a massive fan of, because you can't use it long term, because if you start supplementing with melatonin for too long, it's a natural hormone that your body will stop producing itself. So it was kind of my way of going, right, I need to find an alternative to supplementing with melatonin. So I got the blue blocking glasses, and since I've got it, I haven't used my melatonin once. And I found that I've been able to get to sleep a lot quicker. And what I was struggling with was, because of obviously the natural melatonin that wasn't being produced, I was finding it really hard to fall asleep. So I'd go down at, 10 o'clock, half 10, and I just couldn't switch my brain off, and I couldn't actually fall asleep. I found that these Swanwick glasses were incredible for that. So I'll make sure I link these in the description. Everything I've linked in this episode, I am not an affiliate with. I have no ties with any of these companies or any of these products. These are just things that have worked for me, and that I hope other people would get benefit from as well. Okay, so after the blue light blocking glasses, the next thing I got was a white noise machine, which is funny. I used to have a housemate, Ben, who was a champion physique competitor. He was the number one ranked guy for years. And it was actually him that turned me on to white noise in terms of trying to fall asleep. He was probably the best sleeper I've ever seen. He could literally plug in his white noise machine. We used to use YouTube videos, and he'd be gone within 2 minutes of falling asleep or putting his head down, which absolutely blew my mind. So I actually picked his brain one day, and he was like, "Oh, I listen to a hairdryer before I fall asleep." And I was like, a hairdryer? It was the strangest thing I'd ever heard at the time. But then I actually did some research on white noise, and when I learned, there's a great book, The Story of the Human Body, by I think it's Daniel Lieberman. There's two Liebermans. Matthew Lieberman, I think, wrote Social, and Daniel Lieberman wrote The Story of the Human Body. I get them mixed up sometimes. They're both Harvard professors. But an incredible book about how people have evolved over time, and how we can fix our sleep fitness, how we can fix our health by understanding how evolution worked and the reasons that, we are struggling now with health and struggling now with fitness. And his discussion in the book was that we're used to falling asleep with some form of noise because people have evolved in forests, woods, small villages, and through the systems that we're used to having a little bit of noise in the background, even if it's just the crackle of a fire, or something along those lines in the background, the trees, the animal noises in the background. So when I understood this, I was like, okay, I will trial some white noise. So I actually used a YouTube clip on my phone, and I experimented with a few different ones. I tried fans like Ben used. I tried airplane noises. I tried woods, running rivers, water, rain. And I actually ended up settling on an airplane noise, which was the funniest one, because as someone that's so poor a sleeper, I find it very easy to fall asleep on public transport, and I always fall asleep on planes. And so I ended up using the white noise that worked for an airplane mode, and that's one that worked for me. A lot of people will find running water and rain as a very good one. So if you find that you sleep better at night when there's lashing of rain against the window, normally it's a good sign that a white noise machine may work really well for you. I stopped using the YouTube clip because I tried to keep my phone out of my room at nighttime. I don't like an electronic device right beside my head as I'm sleeping, and that's what I was doing. So I got the electro fan noise machine, which was about, I think, 70 euro on Amazon, and is probably the best less than 100 euro that I've spent in the last 6 months. That on top of the Swanwick glasses, which cost me, I think, 40 euro. So I had less than 100 euro I got the two of them for, and they're probably the best purchase I've made over the last 6-7 months, because I can't sleep now without it. The electro fan noise machine actually has different adapters, so you can take it with you if you travel different countries. And it's a tiny little device that just mimics the noise. There's about 20 different settings, and it mimics white noise. I found as well that if you're living in a town or city, and I grew up in the country, so I'm used to no noise when I sleep, that the sounds of traffic and noise that was like wasn't constant, that was either like a loud crash or a bang from nowhere, would just wake me suddenly. I'm still a very sound, very light sleeper, so the white noise helps me fall into a deeper sleep, and if something happens in the middle of the night, it means that I don't wake up during it. So I definitely recommend, if you're somebody that finds that you fall asleep better on stormy nights, trial a YouTube video first, you know, see how that goes. And if you find that that's working really well for you over a 3-4 week period, just let it run. Particularly if you have unlimited data, let it run through the night and see if that helps your sleep. I just used to leave it on and leave it beside my bed. And then I actually upgraded to the electro fan noise machine. So if you find that it's working really well for you and you want to make an upgrade into it, then try the electro fan, or any white noise machine will work great. Okay, the next thing then that I invested in was a sad lamp or a sad alarm clock. So the seasonal disorder alarm clock. So basically what this does is, instead of waking you up in the morning with a do, 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 do that you normally get from your phone or your alarm clock, it actually, what it does is it starts to produce sunlight or mimic sunlight at a very low level and gradually increases the level up until it's mimicking full daylight in your bedroom. So basically it's a big machine which has a little tiny little alarm clock on it. There's no sound on the alarm clock. You can turn on the radio, but or else you can set the alarm on it. But I find normally that once it goes to its full brightness level, which mimics lighting up an entire room, that's enough to wake you up naturally. So I find that sometimes when I'm woke by an alarm and it's just shuttling me out of bed and I'm like, oh God, out of absolutely nowhere, that shock to my body doesn't set me up that well for the day. But when I set my sad alarm, or set my sad alarm clock, which is the name of them, SAD alarm clocks, they're brilliant at mimicking daylight. And I find that particularly in the winter months and the mornings when you get up really, really early, you'll find it hopefully easier as the mornings get lighter and you start waking up naturally with natural light. But this is something that works incredibly well in the winter, or if you're a very early morning person, like I get up at 5 or 6 a.m. So it's normally dark at that time. So I find this helps get me up very, very early. Even if I have my alarm clock beside my bed on the days that I cannot sleep in, that I have deadlines or meetings that I have to hit, I normally find as soon as the alarm clock goes, I'll switch it off and I'll turn up the light to the full blast, and then I'll just look at it for 10, 15 seconds and then I start to wake up very, very quickly, because it mimics the vitamin D, it mimics everything that's going to wake your body up in a natural state. So that's probably the next thing that I would get. I got it as a Christmas present, so I'm not exactly sure how much they cost, but from searching it for this episode, they're around the 65 to 100 euro mark, which is very, very good if you're somebody that really struggles to get going in the morning. I'm not a natural morning person. I've tried to change myself and put strategies in place, but it still takes me about an hour after my morning routine where I do my foam rolling and my recovery strategy for my GAA Lean Body program, or actually I'm doing my recovery strategy for my online BKF program at the minute. But I find when I do that and listen to an audiobook, it still takes me an hour to wake up. But these are just little tricks and hacks that I find that keeps me asleep longer and then helps me wake up in the morning. Hey everyone, this is Brian from the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. I just want to take a quick 90 seconds to thank you all for downloading the podcast and tell you about my 6-week top 50 online program. It still blows my mind to see the thousands of downloads every week, so thank you all so much. What if I told you you could lose body fat, build muscle, or tone up all without putting your life on hold? One of the things that irks me in fitness is people saying that you need to train for an hour and a half every day, or do loads of cardio to get in good shape, or silly things like you need to avoid putting milk in your coffee or completely eliminate alcohol or else you're going to get fat. The truth is, you can get into incredible shape by eating certain foods, timing your meals properly, and following a training program that is in exact alignment with your specific goals. And you can do this without putting your life on hold. The right program should fit into your lifestyle and schedule, and not the other way around. Whether you're a guy or a girl, think about how good it would feel losing body fat and building muscle or toning up, all because you have the right systems in place. You didn't have to starve yourself, you didn't have to spend hours and hours in the gym, or even try and piece together different workouts and nutritional plans together yourself in the hope that they worked. With my top 50 program, you'll have a full blueprint on how to best time your meals, what foods to eat, all your macro calculations, and different recipes to help keep you on track. My philosophy on nutrition is to help you find the strategies, foods, and system that work best for your lifestyle and goal, so your diet just becomes the way you eat and not a diet you're following. Also, have you ever found yourself thinking, am I doing this exercise right? Or is this the best way to lose fat, tone up, or build muscle? I remember that feeling too well. Imagine the peace of mind knowing exactly how to do every exercise at home or in the gym, and knowing that your training program is in exact alignment with your specific goals, and seeing your body composition change as a result. Everyone has different nutritional preferences, lifestyles, and schedules. And my Top 50 program is the only program where I work with each person through the Top 50 Facebook group. Here I do weekly Q&As with everyone in the program, and this is where we can tweak and adapt training and nutrition to make the program perfect for you. Not only that, but you'll also have one of my online coaches working with you Monday to Friday to make sure that there's no stone left unturned in getting you into amazing shape. Every program is capped to 50 people, so once the group hits 50 people, it closes until the next round. So for more information or to sign up for the next 6-week Top 50 online program, head over to my website, www.briankeenfitness.com, or email me on brian@briankeenfitness.com. And thanks again for listening. Okay, the last thing then is going to be the different supplements that are going to work incredibly well. This is a little bit of trial and error with everybody, because depending on where you're deficient and depending on what's your problem, whether it's falling asleep or staying asleep or both, different supplements are going to work better for different people. The first two that I found very, very useful for me is magnesium and taurine, more so because they wind down my central nervous system. I found over the last, particularly 6 to 12 months, when I've had a lot more business deals and a lot more scale of my business and a lot of issues with trying to fit everything in with time and meetings and then looking after Holly and training and everything, I find my stress levels tend to go up a lot more, and I tend to get a lot more anxious about what's going on. So I find things that relax my central nervous system really help me unwind for bed. Over the last 6 or 12 months, particularly now, as I said, my business started to scale, I found it harder to unwind at nighttime and actually fall asleep because my brain is going a mile a minute. Sometimes I love that because I get a million ideas and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go. But that's horrible if you need to be up at 5:30 or 6 the next morning. So what I find helps me is getting my nighttime routine in place, which is normally shutting off my phone around 9 p.m. And I put on my Swanwick glasses, which block out the blue light. And then I'll supplement with about 400 mg of magnesium and a little bit of hot water and a little bit of my wadi with stevia. And then I'll take 1 to 2 grams of taurine with it, just to wind down my central nervous system. Taurine is one of those amino acids that people think is going to send you crazy because it's in a lot of caffeine drinks. And if you mix it with caffeine, it does increase the potency of actual caffeinated drinks. But taking it by itself is an incredible way of unwinding your central nervous system. So I normally take both of those together at about 9 p.m. and I find that I just start to get this sense of calm after it. Magnesium particularly is something that's very deficient in most people. A lot of sugary foods that we have and processed foods will pull the magnesium out of our body. And there's a lot of things in the environment that also can make us magnesium deficient, so which means you can get anxious and edgy for no reason. Also, if you're craving chocolate and get really bad cravings, it can be a magnesium deficiency as well. I spoke about that in a section of my book, for anybody trying to deal with cravings and getting really bad chocolate cravings particularly. It can be a lack of magnesium in the body. Like raw cacao, 85% cacao or higher, has a pretty high natural level of magnesium. The only up flip side of that is most sugary foods and chocolate that has cacao in it is going to have sugar in it also, which will pull out the magnesium. So it becomes a catch-22 that even though you're getting your magnesium, the sugar is pulling it out of the body anyways. So you end up back where you started. So I find supplementing with it really helps my cravings at nighttime, but it also helps wind me down before bed. And then the very last things I take before bed, and this is my potent trio. Anyone following my Snapchat, BrianK019, you've seen these regularly as my trio before bed when I really need a good night's sleep. I normally cycle them in terms of how I use them and the doses that I use, just so my body doesn't get too used to them. But I find the combo of GABA 5-HTP and melatonin up until the point where I got the Swanwick glasses was my trio, and now I just use the duo because I actually haven't had to use my melatonin, but I like having the three of them on hand in case I really do need a good night's sleep for a busy day. If I know I'm going to be gone for 15, 16 hours the following day and working all through, I know I need to get a good night's sleep before, so I might add in the melatonin at that stage. But I find GABA particularly my favorite go-to supplement. GABA is an incredible ingredient at actually winding down your central nervous system. It's also something that helps the GABA release in the brain will help you unwind and actually help you fall into sleep in a faster way. But it's incredible at reducing anxiety and stress if you use it at other times of the day. I've seen studies that they used, you know, small doses from 400 to 600 mg of GABA with high-end executives and how it's reduced their stress throughout the day. And it is something that I find that if I'm having an extra stressful day, or if I just find there's not enough time in the day because I'm trying to cram everything in, I might just take a small dose of GABA, and it'll just help me calm and unwind, and it allows me to see things from a clearer perspective. But normally I'll save it as a nighttime supplement. I find anywhere between 400 and 600 mg works incredibly well. I'm about 85 kilos, so you're going to adjust that depending on body weight. I use 400 mg for ages and it worked incredibly well. I'm actually using 600 mg by itself right now, because GABA is just one of those that I can nearly feel it instantly. I just feel my body unwinding and I feel myself going into a state, a calmer state. And I'll take it about half an hour before bed. So about half nine, 10 o'clock, I try and be in bed and sleep by about half 10, because I find I do get that cortisol driven second wind if I wait up any later than 11. If you haven't watched or don't understand the cortisol second wind, check out the first episode on how to get a better night's sleep. I talk a lot more about it there, and again there's a section of that in my book that's out early summer on how to get a better night's sleep and how to avoid the cortisol driven second wind because of the circadian rhythm that we have. Then I add in 5-HTP at about 200 mg. I started at 100 mg and that worked great, but I find 200 is the real sweet spot for me. 5-HTP is mainly tryptophan, which is an amino acid that can help release. It's a precursor for serotonin. Serotonin is one of the happy hormones that we have in our brain. It helps us relax. It helps us calm down. It helps us feel happy. So by taking tryptophan, a precursor is where you take one ingredient and it gets changed effectively and becomes another. So tryptophan is a precursor for serotonin. So if you take tryptophan, it makes serotonin in your brain. So I love taking this before bed, but again about half an hour, because it just helps me wind down. The only thing with tryptophan is, and this is pure personal experience, anything that is a precursor for serotonin, I try not to use that often because I don't want to become too reliant on it. Serotonin, we normally get a serotonin release from anything that makes us feel happy. Dopamine is like a happy hormone, but you get serotonin if you're eating chocolate and things like that. So anything that releases serotonin in our brain, I try not to use too much of so that I don't get nearly addicted to it. I have a bit of an addictive personality. Again, I have a real type A personality, which is addictive by nature. I can't do anything by halves. So again, know yourself. If you're somebody that doesn't have this kind of personality, you're probably going to be fine using it in moderation. I tend to use it for a week, not use it for another week, and do it that way, because otherwise I feel I will get addicted to the feeling of happy before bed. So I try and scale it and make sure that I'm not using it all the time. And then the third thing I add in for the trio is melatonin. As I said, it's not something I've had to use recently because I've been using the blue light blocking Swanwick glasses, and I found that I just haven't needed it and I've been getting the same and better night's sleep without it. But I also have it on hand there. The key with melatonin is to make sure that you don't overdo it, because your body will stop naturally producing it if you're constantly taking a synthetic form of it. So my advice would be to have those three on hand, trial them. There's loads of other supplements. These are just the ones that have worked best for me, but they're my kind of go-to ones. My magnesium and taurine I'll have on hand, I'll use them as I need them, and I have GABA, 5-HTP and melatonin again on hand, and I use them as I need them. I may vary up the doses. Some days I don't take any, some days I'll take all five supplements. You know, it really really depends on the schedule. I prefer to have my supplements and not need them than to need them and not have them. For someone that, again, it's know thyself, but for my personality type, I prefer to have them on hand, that if I know, well, I really need a good night's sleep today, whether it's the placebo effect or the actual physiological responses of those supplements, I know just having them there that if I need them, I'll feel better. But again, that's down to your personality. That's what works for me. You may not need them at all. And you may find that just getting some blue light glasses or a white noise machine or a sad lamp may be all that you need to get an incredible night's sleep. But hopefully this episode will provide you with enough value to get to the next level of your sleep quality. And as I said, if you haven't listened to the How to Get a Better Night's Sleep, definitely go back and listen to that one. That covers everything, which is the foundation, the training and the nutrition, and a couple of baseline supplements. This is the next level up. So I would advise getting your training and nutrition on point first, because there's no point adding these things in if you haven't got the foundations in place. So hopefully this episode gave you loads of value. Okay, I want to say a massive thank you to everybody for downloading. And again, I want to say a special thank you to everyone who's taken the time to review and rate the episode. You guys, the reason we were able to go up to two episodes a week was because of your ratings and reviews. So thank you so much. If you found any value in this episode, please just head over to iTunes and just give it a review and give it a rating. I check out all the reviews and ratings as well. So if there's any topics you guys want me to cover on there, just put them in the reviews, and I scroll through them and I'll have a look through. And that's where I get a lot of the ideas for the show. I'll scroll through the reviews on iTunes, and actually just see what you guys want, because I'm here to provide and serve whatever you guys want, and whatever direction you want the episodes to go, whatever questions you want me to answer, whatever topics you want me to cover, I'm listening to you. So if you put whatever you want in the reviews, I'll go check them out. So please leave a rating and please leave a review. If you want any more information on me, head over to my website, www.briankeenfitness.com. You can sign up to my blog on there. My Snapchat, BrianK019, which is my most active platform at the minute. It's the one that I can interact as quickly back and forth. I love the instant messaging that you can do on Snapchat, and I do a lot of Q&As on there. My Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube is all Brian Keen Fitness. Thank you to Cullum at Voxonic for editing the episode and putting it together. Anyone that needs a podcast, definitely go check Cullum out. Thanks again. Catch you guys soon. Hey everyone, as a thank you to everyone who subscribed to my podcast, I'm giving away two free programs every week for the month of April, one for each episode. My two flagship programs are the BKF online program, which is my male and female program that has everything you need to build muscle, lose body fat, and tone up. Each version is based around your specific goals. And my GA Lean Body program, which is all the tools you need to get into incredible shape, whether that's to build muscle, tone up, or lose body fat while simultaneously improving your performance so you're fitter, faster, and stronger on the pitch. For a chance to win whichever program fits your goals best, just subscribe to my podcast and leave an honest review. I'll be picking two winners every week. Winners will be announced on my Snapchat, BrianK019. So be sure to follow me on there to see if you've won. I'm picking the winners from random reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. So thanks again for downloading and subscribing, and best of luck to everyone. Okay.